This is the Pacifica National Board open meeting of Thursday, June 27, 2019. Welcome, everyone. Mr. Secretary, can you please call the roll?
Okay, Grace Aaron.
Here.
Grace is here. Gary Bost, is affiliate, Surrey Rural Radio. Can't hear you, Gary, and I neglected to mention that Grace is a listener representative from KPFK. Robin Collier, affiliate from KCEI.
Present.
Robin is here. Chris Corey, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Okay, Robin is here. Chris. Chris is here. Bill Crozier, listener representative, KPFT, is here. Donald Goldmacher, listener representative, KPFA. Can't hear you, Donald, but I hear some other background talking. Jan Goodman, listener representative, KPFK. Can't hear you, Jan. Sabrina Jacobs, staff representative, KPFA.
Here.
Okay, Sabrina is here. Let's see. Wally James, staff representative, KPFT.
Yes, I'm here.
Wally is here. Dwayne Lark, listener representative, KPFT. Can't hear you, Dwayne. Adrienne LaViolette, listener representative, KPFT.
Here.
Okay, Adrienne is here. Ron Pinchback, staff representative, WPFW.
Here.
Okay, and welcome to the PNB, Ron. Ralph Pointer, listener representative, WBAI. Excuse me, WBAI. Can't hear you, Ralph. Lawrence Reyes, listener representative, KPFK.
Here.
Okay, Lawrence is here. Sean Rhodes, staff representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, Sean is here. Eileen Rosen, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Eileen is here. Mansoor Sabah, listener representative, KPFK. Okay, Mansoor is here. Thank you. James Egerton, listener representative, WBAI.
Here.
Okay, James is here. Nancy Sorden, listener representative, WPFW.
I'm here.
Nancy's here. Alex Steinberg, listener representative, WBAI. Can't hear you, Alex. Tom Voorhees, listener representative, KPFA.
Here.
Okay, Tom is here. Muscula Washington, listener representative, WPFW.
Here.
Muscula's here. Maxie Jackson, our executive director.
Present.
Maxie's here. John Tatum, our parliamentarian. Can't hear you, John.
I'm here.
Oh, okay.
I'm here.
Thank you. And Tamara Swiderski, our interim CFO. I don't believe she's, I think she said she wouldn't be here. And
no.
Okay. Let me go back. Gary Bost from Cerebral Radio. I didn't hear you. Okay. I guess Gary is absent. Donald Goldmacher, I didn't hear you.
I am here.
Okay, Donald's here. Thank you. Jan Goodman.
I'm here.
Jan is here. Thank you. Ralph Pointer, didn't hear him. I believe he's absent. Alex Steinberg. Can't hear you, Alex. Let me count how many people we have. We have 18 directors present, so we have quorum.
Thank you, Mr. Crozier. Much appreciated. All right, do we have any excused absences to process? Did anyone ask for an excused absence? I believe we can say
Gary
that
Bost.
Alex.
Gary Bost did.
Yes. Okay, Alex.
I'm on the call. I'm on
oh,
the call.
Oh, very good. Very good. We'll mark you present, Gary. I believe that it's possible that Alex, because he just flew from Paris to Athens, and I'm sure that it's the middle of the night in Athens, and he was just on the closed session, but he probably would enjoy an excused absence. if somebody would like to make a motion to excuse Alex's absence if he doesn't come on the call.
Okay. So moved.
Okay, and is there a second? I guess there's a second. Two people. Okay, any objection to excusing Alex's absence? All right, hearing none, we'll go on to the next item, which is identifying timekeepers. Sabrina, can you continue to time the agenda items for us?
Sure.
Okay, and Adrian, can you continue doing the dings for the timing people? What we're doing for the public who may be listening is we have one ding at 60 seconds, two dings at 80 seconds, and three dings when time is up at 90 seconds. Okay, next thing is we would like to welcome Ron Pinchback, our new staff representative from WPFW. Welcome, Ron. You want to say hi and give us a minute?
Nope. Just want to say hi and let's get on with the business.
Okay, very good. Okay, next item is agenda approval. Would anyone like to move that we approve this agenda as written? I would entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Okay, is there a second?
Request for information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead, Lawrence.
Thank you. I wish to place a motion on the agenda.
Okay, first the agenda approval has to be seconded. Are you willing to second the agenda approval of the agenda?
I second it. I second it.
Okay, what would you like to place on the agenda?
A motion to extend the filing of documents for the 2019 LSP elections for 2 weeks until July 14th.
Okay, that is out of order because the PNB, because we have a conflict of interest, as many of us are candidates in the election, it's highly improper for us to interfere in any way with the administration of the election. Only the National Election Supervisor, that person has sole jurisdiction over the election proceedings. Okay, we're going to go on to...
Can I respond to you, Chair? Just real quick.
Well, you did it once before. You could do it again.
Okay.
Is that great?
This is out of order. We cannot violate the bylaws. We have no jurisdiction. The National
Well, I have, I have a question.
What you
I
did last time. Chair.
Okay.
I don't know who that is, but it's inappropriate and kind of rude.
Okay. We are on agenda approval. Lawrence, your motion is out of order. We're moving
I have a request for information, Madam Chair.
Go ahead.
My request for information is, since we sent a memo to the National Election Supervisor in regards to the fair campaign provisions, and she has not responded, and you canceled the previous PNB meeting, which was scheduled for the 20th, where she was asked to come and provide a report, yet that has not happened. And the elections, people are confused how to file documents. Everything is electronic now. I mean, this is a serious problem that's disenfranchising people from applying to be candidates. So what has happened to the memo, and why hasn't she provided a report to the PNB?
Okay. We can request a report from the national, a written report from the National Election Supervisor. Since the nomination period is over on Sunday evening, there's no way to have a PNB meeting with her in it before that time. So
well, that's the problem.
We will.
That's the problem. She was scheduled to give a PNB report on the 20th, and you cancel the meeting.
I believe
request for information.
At any rate, we can't go back in time, Lawrence. And
that's a problem, Madam Chair.
Bill for this
act. We can. Any PNB director can request that she make those adjustments. But as a body, it's beyond our jurisdiction to dictate anything to the National Election Supervisor. So this motion.
Well, I'm making that request.
But I strongly suggest that you and other PNB directors who feel that this election. The way it's being conducted by the National Election Supervisor with electronic nominations is too difficult for many candidates, you should write that and to the National Election Supervisor, and you can gather signatures from other PNB directors if you care to, but it cannot come up as business for the PNB because it's just simply not within our jurisdiction. Okay, who was it who requested made a request for information?
This is Donald. I did.
Donald, go ahead, Donald.
Since the executive director is on this call, and he presumably supervises the actual election supervisor, perhaps he could take Lawrence's request directly to the NES and discuss with her.
Good thought. Very good. Okay, now, is there any other discussion about the... Okay, is this about the agenda approval?
It's more of just information about what Lawrence was talking about briefly.
Okay, go ahead, Bill.
If you go to elections.pacifica.org and in the right column, there's a link to all of the election reports that the NES has provided, and you can read them right there, and sounds like she's very responsive to emails if you want to send her a question or suggestion.
Thank you, Bill. All right, should we have any other...
Point of order about adding this to the agenda? Maybe Lawrence is not aware. You cannot add an item to a special agenda meeting.
Good point, Nancy. Thank you. All right. Is there any other discussion about agenda approval? Hearing none, let's go to a vote to accept the agenda as written. Bill?
Were there any objections?
Well, are there any objections to the agenda as written, as sent out? Hearing no objections, the agenda is approved. The next item on the agenda is Audit Committee Report and Motion. And Eileen, who is the chair of the Audit Committee, can you motivate this and discuss it for us? There's 30 minutes on this item.
Sorry, here I was. Yes, let me just get out my notes. Give me one second here. Have them. Maybe it's my email here. Sorry, people. Here we are. Yes, so we are, the Audit Committee is asking the PNB to sign off tonight on the fiscal year 2017 audited financial statements. We had a rather long meeting on Monday evening, went longer than I expected, to review the audit pretty thoroughly with the auditors and with people from NETA. And they were able to answer all our questions and explain all their conclusions and why the audit was, I don't know why I can't keep this the term in my head, but it's they have a disclaimer for opinion, meaning the audit was not clean. I think you're already all pretty much aware of why the auditors were not able to give a clean audit, and I don't want to belabor it, but basically, with the information they were able to receive from Pacifica, they could not determine with 100% confidence that all the numbers they arrived at within the audit would be absolutely correct. And it was two issues, one being, of course, the pension plans. They've got an estimate in the 2017 audit of $300,000 being owed with regard to the pension plans, both of them, between contributions that hadn't been made and, I suppose, fees and any other kinds of additional costs. That is an estimate because at the time of putting together this audit and during 2017, we certainly hadn't made all that much progress on the pension audit. So that is one item. And the other item being other things we've discussed in the audit committee, and I'm not so much here on the PNB, in the audit committee during the past, let's say, 8 to 10 months, about the difficulty of obtaining the supporting documentation for all transactions from some or all of the stations at different points. The cash is all good. We know how much money is in the bank, in all the bank accounts, and at least in 2017, and those numbers are correct, and there's no problems there. What we don't know, what we couldn't prove, because we didn't have documentation for everything, what actually came in, how was it directed by the donors? Were some, if a given station made a deposit of $1,000 one day, was that, maybe 5 checks? Were all of those checks radio listeners, or were some of them accompanied by some documentation that said, please use my contribution only for XYZ? We don't know that. So that's the kind of thing that can't be known with any confidence. So the auditors stressed to me that, yes, the pension are delays in getting, in observing the pensions and making the contributions, et cetera, is very important, but the lack of good documentation throughout the network is also of equal weight. That said, they have put that, that's, you know, the most important thing for us. I'm just explaining why we don't have a clean audit. But the audit itself is well done. It's thorough. It explains everything. It certainly gives us all our numbers for 2017. And again, I've said before that any TA did such a deep dive on following the numbers, kind of a forensic tracking of some things when they weren't sure of where things came from, that I think the cash numbers, we can consider them to be utterly reliable. By the fact that the audit committee spent 3 hours going over this on Monday evening, and we came out of it quite content with the work of the auditors and with the audit, not with the fact that it's, limited, but with the quality of the audit and how it was done, we were perfectly content to accept it and sign off on it and recommend that the PNB do the same, in spite of the fact that the PNB has not had time to go through the audit. I guess we are asking the rest of the PNB to accept the audit committee's recommendation on face value and sign off on it tonight. And the reason for our hurry is that we'd really like to get this audit presented to the California Attorney General's Charitable Registration Office, or whatever it's called in California. June 30th is our usual annual due date. Now, this one was actually due a year ago, but we think that if we can get it in tomorrow, essentially, it'll be showing our good intentions to catch up with what we owe California, and that we're on the right track and we are making progress, and, we will continue to do so. So we think it's worth hustling to get it done and into their hands tomorrow. I would like to know if there are any questions right off the bat.
Thank you, Eileen. We'll take a stat. Thank you very much, Eileen, for explaining that so thoroughly.
Hi, Alex on the stack.
Okay. And
Don, would you the stack?
Mr. Kircher, can you please note that Alex Steinberg is in the meeting?
Yes, I got
go
that.
Go ahead, Alex.
Thank you.
Yeah, not so much a question. I just want to congratulate the Audit Committee for doing such a fine job and shepherding this process through, and I just want to thank you.
Thank you. Thank you,
Alex. Appreciate that.
Okay, Donald, you're next.
Access to the stack as well.
Okay.
Yes.
Go ahead, Donald.
Hi. So there's two aspects for me of this audit report. One is that the audit report is finally done, and hopefully we will approve it tonight, and so it's submitted before June 30th, where there's some sort of deadline involved. The second aspect is the actual deep dive into some of the numbers in the audit report that I found interesting at the least. For starters, in 2017, there was almost $500,000 spent across the network for consulting fees. And I'm really interested in finding out exactly who those consultants were and what they actually accomplished, including a not insignificant sum at WBAI during that fiscal year. The other aspect that when you looked at the net assets for each station in the network, every station shows a negative asset balance except for KPFA. And I'm not trying, as a KPFA representative, I'm not trying to tout KPFA. I'm merely pointing out we have a serious issue here when every station is in negative asset balance except for one. And what are we doing to correct that is my question, not necessarily to be answered tonight.
Thank you, Donald. I'm sorry, but I've forgotten who the other person was who requested to be on the stack.
Chris Corey.
Chris Corey. Go ahead, Chris.
Yep. I'm just wondering, I talked to Netta a little bit about this, but I'm just wondering what the most recent update for the education of everybody else present is for the deadline for the 2018 audits.
Can I answer that, Chris?
Oh, absolutely.
Yes, of
that
course.
Would be great.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay.
Jack, and you can answer, Eileen.
Okay. The actual deadline to turn in the 2018 audit to California is June 30th. Obviously, we're not going to make it. And that's why we thought it would be really great to at least turn in 2017. And we haven't really discussed it with Maxie, but I wonder if we should or shouldn't attach some kind of note or letter from you, Maxie, explaining what we're doing. We expect to be, I spoke to Nita yesterday, I think, about this, and they hope to have the 2018 numbers given over to the auditors sometime during the second half of July so that the auditors can do what they do. And it's actually, let's see, July, well, the 2018, the tax returns for 2018 are due August 15th. So it would be great if we could get finished and corrected tax returns filed instead of ones that we're going to have to amend in the future. The audit has to be done before the tax returns because it's during the audit when you clear up all the numbers and, you know, you dig in there and find out what belongs on what lines and what the functional expenses are and all that. So we are aiming to have the audit done by early the first half of August in order to then also get the tax returns. We'll keep you informed. That's what we're shooting for, though.
Thank you very much.
Hi, hello. I'm sorry. I knocked myself off the call. Where are we?
I just finished answering one of the questions. I'm sorry. I forget who that was.
Chris Corey. Okay.
Oh,
anyone else
sorry,
have
Chris.
A question? Anyone else have questions for Eileen or would wish to make a statement?
Maxie on the staff.
Oh, yes. Sorry, Maxie.
Right.
Go ahead, Maxie. Go ahead.
This is for Eileen. When we talked to Scott, he said that there were particular footnotes that he thought should be brought to the attention of the board, Eileen. I'm just curious if you would like to communicate any of those footnotes regarding NETA's work, regarding the work of the staff, and any other areas that you might want to express.
I'm not sure I'm prepared to do that. I'm kind of flipping through the thing right now. Most of the footnotes are pretty routine, you know, boilerplate, sometimes just with, numbers, the right numbers stuck in there. But I wouldn't mind putting together a little memo or report on those things that would be relevant from here. I don't want to take up time, you know, having people wait for me to flip through here. Are you thinking of anything in particular, Maxie?
Scott made particular comments about the work that was done by NETA and the ED regarding this process, and I thought it might be useful for the board to have some context about how they felt about their assistance that they got from those two parties.
Yes, they were very happy with the support they got. You know, they of course were working pretty closely with NETA, especially, you know, when NETA started having real numbers ready for them. And they were also very happy with the support they got from our executive director helping to connect them with the offices, the different units, I should say, and getting things going. You know, at the beginning, it was new for everybody, so it wasn't really clear what the best lines of communication and coordination were going to be. But, you know, we got through that period, and then things really started to flow. So I think, you know, you had the weekly meetings, I think, Maxie. Were those the Monday ones where you met with
Monday with NETA and Rogers and Company. Wednesday with the business managers.
With the business managers. So I think, you know, those regular meetings, from everything I heard, were very useful and, you know, made sure that everybody was on the same page and people could find out, you know, what was going on and if there were problems here or there and try to act on them. So, yeah, the auditors were definitely pleased with that.
Thank you, Eileen.
This is Tom from Tech.
Yeah, is there anything else, Maxie? Are you finished?
I am, thank you.
Okay. I believe you already spoke on this, Donald, but I will recognize you again. But first, is there anyone who would like to speak who hasn't already? Okay, hearing no one, John, you're recognized.
Well, I guess my first question is, everybody on the PNB read the audit report, the auditor's report? And I don't need a volume of yays or nays, but I would strongly encourage you to read it if you haven't yet, because I think there's a management letter in there, Eileen, that you might want to speak about, which has some cautionary information in there.
Donald, the management letter can only be reviewed in closed session. That you mentioned that, but we will put that on the agenda of the next closed session.
Thank you.
Okay.
Can I make a comment though?
Sure.
Yeah, I doubt if people have had the chance to review the audit because I think I only sent it a couple of days ago, and you know people had a few other documents to be reviewing for the PNB meeting, so I would be surprised if people had, you know, dug into that. I thought I could go through the audit and pull out anything of particular interest. to communicate later. As far as the management letter goes, I haven't sent it to the PNB because I wanted to have the chance to look through it first. I'm not sure there's going to be a whole lot in there that isn't already kind of referred to, shall we say, in the audited financial statements. So we will, but we'll look for that and see how much of that has to be held confidential. So give me a little time to work on that, and then I'll get it, you know, I'll get everything to y'all and see if we need to keep it.
Okay, thanks. Session. Thank you, Eileen.
Less than 12 minutes left on this item.
Okay, thank you.
Maxie to the stack, and I'll be brief.
Okay, go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I just wanted to alert the Pacifica National Board members that there was some concern about some language attributed to management in the management report letter. There was a response by management and some clarification made by NETA as to how that language was put into the document. And I just hope that everyone has had a chance to see that so that at least this body has clarity on how that came about, because it caused some confusion, I'm sure some concern. But I'm not, obviously, because it's confidential, I won't go into the specifics.
Thank you. Would anyone else like to discuss anything about the 2017 draft audit or ask Eileen questions? All right. Hearing no further comments, the motion. Eileen, can you read the motion from the audit committee?
Oh, let's see. Where did I put it? One second. Let's see. The Audit Committee of the Pacifica National Board, well, I was paraphrasing it here.
If you like, I'll just read it off the agenda for you.
That would be great. Thank you. Yes, please.
Okay. This motion from the Audit Committee was approved on June 24th, 2019, and it reads to approve the audit of the Foundation's fiscal year 2017 financial statements. That is the motion. It does not need a second. We've completed discussion about it, so we're going to go to a vote. Mr. Secretary, please take a vote.
Okay, I want to see if there's any objections.
Oh, yeah. Is there any objection to approving the audit of the Foundation's fiscal year 2017 audit statement? Hearing no objection, this audit is approved by the PNB. All right.
Great. Yay.
Very good. Congratulations, Eileen, and the rest of the audit committee. Yes. Okay. Now, the next item on the agenda is motion informed action from the coordinating committee. Can somebody read the motion from the audit from the coordinating committee?
Parliamentarian for the staff.
Pardon me?
Parliamentarian for the staff.
Yes, go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
I was wondering whether you skipped the minutes or not.
Oh, I'm sorry. Approval of minutes. Thank you. Very good. Okay, the next thing on the agenda is approval of minutes for 5 minutes.
I haven't sent anything that haven't already been approved yet. So I'm sorry.
I
haven't finished any more of them.
Okay. All right. So this should should not have actually been on the agenda. But thank you, Mr. Tatum, for pointing that out. Number 6 on the agenda is other committee reports and motions. And the next item is from the coordinating committee. Bill, would you like to read this motion from the coordinating committee?
Okay. Let's see. And again, this was referred to the coordinating committee from the PNB, and then they revised it. Whereas the Pacifica Foundation is part of a larger public media ecosystem, and therein a member of Greater Public and Public Radio Program Directors, with access to resources, tools, and best practices to inform current and future approaches to radio station operations, and whereas Pacifica National Committees could benefit from research-based and data-driven expertise and experience, therefore be it resolved that the Pacifica Foundation will require all Pacifica National Board committees to allocate at least 30 minutes of meeting time quarterly for education. The chairs of the Pacifica National Board and committees will coordinate inviting and scheduling experts in the non-commercial media field with the executive director. Additionally, the PNB and committees will be required to articulate takeaways from these information sessions and what can be useful to Pacifica stations moving forward during regularly scheduled Pacifica National Board meetings. And I'll just point out, this is all these, the text of these motions are in the agenda. So I'll
thank
move
you, Bill.
From the coordinating committee.
Thank you. All right. Is there any discussion? Would anyone like to discuss this motion? Hearing no discussion.
Hey, Jan, I have a question.
Go ahead.
Classes or presentations, are these presentations on operational matters about radio stations, or is it about how to deal with boards? I'm just not clear about that. If it's about operational issues relating to radio stations, it seems like it's just an invitation for board members to get involved in matters that we're not supposed to be. I just have a question. I'm just not sure.
Maxie to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Maxie.
Yeah, I put this motion forward, and the coordinating committee massaged the language a bit and to my satisfaction. So I think I can answer that question. The primary purpose here is to make sure that when different committees that deal with aspects of operation, whether it be the programming committee, finance committee, audit committee, et cetera, are involved in deciding on policy, governance, obviously, that they do it from a more informed space. And so the ideal here is that we are part of the public media ecosystem. We have access to great resources from the memberships we now have in Public Radio Program Directors, as well as Greater Public. There are all kinds of industry experts who can provide expertise and knowledge and share that with the members of our different committees, so that instead of it being a situation where we're creating policy out of thin air, we're actually deeply informed of current trends in the industry. We're knowledgeable about radio station operations in a more nuanced manner. And so the motions that we put forward will come from that more informed space. And so that's what this is about. It's so that the Pacifica members of the board, the committees, graduate from being activists and people deeply concerned about the well-being of Pacifica to people who combine those qualities with people who understand the industry that we are actually in, that being radio and media.
Thank you, Maxie. Is there any other? Go ahead, Bill.
Yeah, I think the intention, at least the way I saw it, would be you'd have, it's sort of like training that's applicable to the particular committee. So it would be different from one committee to another. So sort of as Maxie was indicating, if the programming committee might bring in people who are experts in programming, and the audit committee might bring in people to tell the audit members about what an audit committee should do. Same thing for finance and others. And frankly, I'd like to local station boards to also get some orientation, and maybe we can help set up some and orientations near the beginning of when new people are elected or before they're seated to help local station boards understand their role. Their committees of the national board also, of course.
Thank you, Bill. Would anyone else like to discuss this motion? All right.
I will say, great.
Go ahead, Jan. Go ahead.
I just wanted to say it's a great idea. Thank you.
Okay. All right. Anyone else want to weigh in on this motion?
Quick question.
Go ahead.
Who determines? Will it be the committee chairman, you know, who determines who's to be invited, what they're going to talk about? And if these are experts, you know, in the field, quote unquote, wouldn't the management staff benefit from participating in such a meeting?
Maxie to the stack.
Okay. Go ahead, Maxie.
Excellent point. The management staff already has access to several of the people who I would offer. We would invite to speak to the national board and the committees through the membership itself. They actually have access to webinars. They can do one-on-one consultations. So they already have the access that you speak of, Ron. Although, when I meet with them on the program directors and the GMs on Thursdays, often I'll do webinars myself to deepen their knowledge of the industry. And we've, on occasion, brought in expertise from the field to address them in that setting as well. So your point is well taken. And I do agree with Bill that the LSBs could benefit from this as well. And we should try to find opportunities when the LSB meetings take place for them to pipe in through Zoom or whatever technology, someone who can assist in providing some expertise. Again, I think the real goal here is just to make sure we're a much more informed body, knowledgeable about the industry that we partake in.
Thank you. Anyone else like to comment on this motion? All right. Are there any objections to this motion? All right, hearing no objections, this motion passes, is adopted by acclamation. All right, we're going to move on to the next motion on the agenda. I put this forward myself. It's request for legal opinions by PNB directors. And it reads, all requests by PNB directors for legal opinions from our corporate counsel or any other lawyer must first be approved by PNB officers and may not exceed a cost of $500 or 2 hours of our lawyer's time, whichever is less. Any PNB director requests for legal opinions that exceed these thresholds must be approved by the entire PNB. This resolution replaces and supersedes all prior PNB resolutions regarding this matter. All right, we're going to open this up for discussion. This has 15 minutes on the agenda. Would anyone like to discuss this?
Jan Goodman, stack.
Go ahead, Jan.
This is for individual questions, not for committees. Is that correct?
That's correct.
Nothing more. Thank you.
Okay. Anyone else like to weigh in on this motion?
Well, Tom's got a situation here. I'm going to have to drop off. Please call me if I'm needed for a vote to make quorum for it.
Okay. Thank you very much for your participation so far, Tom. And you have a good evening.
Okay. Bye-bye. Right.
Thank you. Anyone else? Any other discussion about this motion? Okay. Hearing no discussion, are there any objections to this motion? Okay, hearing no objections, this motion is adopted. We're moving on to the next motion. This is a motion on zombie committees by Alex Steinberg. Alex, can you read the motion and motivate it?
Okay.
Give me a minute to find it.
Okay. Would you like me to start reading it, and you can continue where as soon as you get up to speed on it, as soon as you get it in front of you?
Sure.
Okay. Motion on zombie committees by Alex Steinberg. Whereas the existence of anachronistic committees on local station boards that were created years ago but have been inactive have hampered the work of the local station boards, and whereas the activities of the local station boards and its committees need to be monitored from time to time to ensure they are fulfilling their bylaws mandated responsibilities, be it resolved that the standing committees of local station boards that have not met at least once in the past 12 months are hereby dissolved. Each local station board should reevaluate the purpose of these termed out committees and where their original responsibilities are deemed to be relevant to the work of the LSB, create new bodies more capable of carrying out their functions.
Thank you, Madam Chair. May I motivate this?
Of course.
One second.
Yes, thank you.
Yes. Okay. This motion applies definitely to a situation at WBAI. I'm not clear how much or how little it may apply to other stations. But at WBAI, we have a situation where a number of standing committees were created. Some of them go back 15 years, and several of these committees have actually not met in not simply in a year, but more like 10 years. And according to Robert's rules, we can't fulfill the functions of these committees unless these committees meet. And the reason these committees haven't met, at least part of the reason, is that the rules for these committees were very sort of arcane. To give you an example, there was these committees had a membership rule that allowed anyone to join who attended three consecutive meetings, which meant it was up to the secretary of the committee to figure out if somebody attended three consecutive meetings or met twice and then skipped one and then came again. And this caused all kinds of problems whenever these issues came up. And I mean, that was just a simple example. But the committees have been functionally dead for many years, and they're sort of a hindrance to us doing what we're supposed to do, namely to do some outreach fundraising specifically. So I just want to clear the decks with these committees and let the WBAI LSB begin anew and create committees that are more, you know, have more sensitive and flexible rules so that they can actually function. And again, I don't know if this situation applies to other stations or not, but it may.
Thank you very much, Alex.
James,
yes, James, one moment. Alex, can you give an example or two of the name of or a couple of names of these committees or what their functions were in the past?
Well, I don't even remember the official names, but we have there is a standing committee for fundraising and another for outreach. Neither has met in at least 10 years.
Oh, I see.
And there may be other such committees as well. I'm not even entirely sure how many of these we have, but I'd like to, unless it's a standing committee that's mandated by the bylaws, let's clear the decks of these standing committees that haven't functioned in many years.
Okay, thank you. So we will entertain 2-4 and 2 against. James, I assume you're in favor of this motion?
I am.
If you'd like to, go ahead, James.
First, I wanted to clear up whether or not this was seconded, which I tried to do, but I'm not sure it was heard.
Yes, I heard you second it. It has been seconded.
Thank you. Yeah, I just want to agree with Alex. At WBAI, we have some people that are very motivated and sort of have been. I hope they still are because of the delay, but we've been trying to get them going on fundraising and outreach. We've got some people who are good at it, and they want to get to it, and they've been delayed by a I guess, a bit of parliamentary procedure from Robert's Rules that Alex just explained, and it would be very helpful if we could do this.
Thank you. Would anyone like to speak against this motion? Okay. Anyone else in favor?
I have a question about the motion.
Okay. Is that Lawrence or Gary?
Ron.
Oh, Ron. Okay. Go ahead, Ron.
My question is this. If these committees are not, if they're not prosecuted, then they're not in existence, okay? And the there are only a few standing, you know, committees of the LSB that the PNB mandates. I guess what I'm trying to get at is this. Is the situation that these people, that these committees are just non-existent? Or is it that one or two people are populating these committees or you know, and using that to make whatever points they want to make. So, I mean, that's my question. Are they completely vacant, or is it, you know, just one or two people, maybe three or four people, but, you know, not heavily populated, but that are creating this issue?
Good question.
May I answer that, Madam Chair?
Yeah, go ahead. Of course. Go ahead, Alex.
These committees have not met in many years. It's not one or two people. They just don't function at all. And the reason I'd like to wipe the slate clear of them is because we have, when we proposed creating some functioning committees or task forces to deal with things like fundraising and outreach, some people on our board who are sticklers for Robert's Rules made the point that if we have a standing committee that's supposed to perform a certain function, then we're not allowed to create another body that performs the same function. There's some citation about that in Robert's Rules somewhere. So in order to just remove that objection and get on with the business of the local board, I'd like to just clear the decks of these committees that have not met in a number of years.
Thank you, Alex. Ron, does that answer your question?
Yes, thank you very much.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion about this motion? Okay.
I have one point I'd like to make just briefly.
Sure, James.
I think that some of these committees haven't met in so long that some of the people who once populated them are dead.
Yes, I see. Okay. Thanks for that insight. Okay. Is there any further discussion about this motion? Okay. Is there anyone opposed to this motion?
Oh, yes, Nancy. I'm sorry, I was on mute.
Okay, you are opposed to this motion.
Oh, no, I just was saying that maybe would this include cleaning up the website that has all these zombies committees on it?
Alex, would you like to respond?
If they're on the website, they should be removed. Yeah, I'm not sure they're on the website. But, yeah.
Oh, they are, boy. They really are.
Okay, it's very confusing
for people.
Okay, then that would include that. All right, thank you. Good question. Any other comments or questions about related to this motion? Hearing none, is there any opposition to this motion? Hearing no opposition, this motion is adopted by the Pacifica National Board. All right, I believe that we have completed our open session agenda tonight. Before we adjourn, there is a closed session on Tuesday night. We scheduled it for Tuesday a few weeks ago because, just in case we need it, because Thursday is the 4th of July, and I'm sure that none of you want to meet on the 4th of July. I don't believe there's an open session scheduled for the 2nd of July, but we may need to have, there's a slim chance that we may need to have an emergency open session. But you will be informed about that if that's needed. But there is a closed session scheduled for Tuesday night at 8:30 p.m. Eastern Time. That's 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30 p.m. Pacific, July 2nd, Tuesday, July 2nd. And there may possibly be the necessity for an emergency open session. I don't think so. And this closed session may be canceled if it's not needed. But we will inform you all. Just wanted to let you know that. And at this point, is there any other business that we need to take up in this meeting?
The parliamentarian would like to be on the staff.
Go ahead, Mr. Tatum.
Yes, Madam Chair, I had just one question for you about the last motion that was passed about the zombie committees.
Yes.
There are five LSBs. Who will have the responsibility of determining which committees in which stations have not met in the last 12 months?
I think, Alex, would you like to respond to that?
I would think it would be up to the secretary, each of the secretaries of the local station boards, and if they're not sure, they can ask for assistance from other members of the board who may know.
Okay. Does that answer your question, Mr. Tatum?
Yeah, that answers the question, but it doesn't solve when it will be done and who that information will be reported to.
I believe, let me make a comment here. I believe that basically if a committee hasn't met for an extremely long period of time, this motion is saying that committee no longer exists. No action needs to be taken. If anyone wants to resuscitate a committee like that, it would have to be begun anew. But there's really no action that's needed except maybe for, as Nancy Sword mentioned, cleaning up all those old committees from websites.
So I have another question, Nancy.
Okay, Nancy, go ahead.
So since Pacifica has this policy, and I'm not sure where it's written, I'd like to know if it's written down somewhere, that when they make a motion, it's not just, you know, it's not just for that year, it's for in perpetuity. And the formation of committees are motions. So this is rescinding all of those motions that formed those committees in one fell swoop?
That's correct. And because it's passed without objection, that's more than a two-thirds vote. So it does rescind earlier policies. And it's now all committees that have not met within the last 12 months are hereby dissolved. That's what it says
in the motion. Is there a policy on motions being passed by the PNB that says that they are, I mean, because Roberts, sorry to bring Roberts up again, but Roberts says that you kind of start over every year if you want something that's not in the bylaws to be carried forward, you have to reinstate that. So I know I don't know if it's
like, just is the practice? I like to ask the parliamentarian. I mean, if it's like I've heard it said, practice.
Can I speak to that?
Yeah, let me finish
my. Let me finish. Okay, yeah. Can I finish?